Hey everybody, it's Brent Allen from the Open Mic Podcast. Thank you for listening and being a part of today's show and being a loyal, longtime listener. I have a favor to ask. If you could head over to the Apple Podcast Store and type in our show, the Open Mic Podcast with Brent Allen, or if you're listening to it on an iPhone right now, scroll all the way to the bottom and click on that link that says write a review. It would be super helpful and we will pass this information along to our team and we will even give you a shout out on the show. If you could give us 5 stars and a kind rating and review, that would be super helpful. It really does help and means a lot to us here at the Open Mic Podcast. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy today's episode.
The Open Mic Podcast is brought to you by the Cheap Seat Entertainment Network.
Holy heartbeat!
Welcome to another episode of the Open Mic Podcast.
Excellent!
With your host, Brett Allen.
Well, isn't that extra special?
Recorded live at Bay Area Studios. Join Brett each week as he interviews celebrities, influencers, authors, high-level entrepreneurs, and much more. At the open mic, no topic is off limits.
Giddy up.
And you never know who may stop by. Now, here's your host, Brett Allen.
Happy, happy Sunday to you. Welcome into another edition of the podcast. On the show today, we have Chandler Rapson. He is the co-founder of Celebrity Slots, along with Peter Madrigal. You know him from Vanderpump Rules, Sir Restaurant, and they have joined forces together on this fantastic gaming system, Celebrity Slots. And when we had Ric Flair on, he's also part of that whole conglomerate, and it's just a lot of fun. Hundreds of celebrities have signed on to this, and it really gives you an opportunity to connect with a celebrity, have exclusive fan experiences, and all of that. And Chandler's going to go into more detail with us about that, along with Peter and what's kind of been going on with both of them since everything's kind of been shut down since we've been on lockdown. But these two guys are the absolute best. Chandler is so cool, and so is Peter. And I'm excited for you to check out this interview. Chandler, Peter, welcome into the podcast. It's great to have you guys here today.
Thank you for having me.
The big question, when I found out you were coming on the show, I reached out to my listeners and asked if they had any questions. And of course, the big question is, what does Peter Madrigal do during coronavirus lockdown? What keeps you busy and what fills your time?
Well, what keeps me busy is, I still work out. I mean, even though I don't have a gym to go to, I have my own weights here and I have a backyard. So I'm able to, you know, do a lot of cardio, do a lot of weightlifting. And then other than that, I'm still working. Like I'm still working on this little project that I have going called Celebrity Slots.
Well, let's talk about that. That I couldn't have done a better segue. And I'm excited about this because your publicist, Lauren, when she reached out to me and said, hey, I have this Celebrity Slots that I'm launching. I actually have a few other of your coworkers or other celebrities that are coming on the show this week as well. So we're doing a Celebrity Slots theme. Let's talk about that. How did that come about? How did you get connected with it? And what can people expect if they choose or decide that they want to play this really awesome game?
Well, how did we come about it? So Chandler, I don't know if you introduced Chandler yet. He's on this. Is he on this call as well?
Chandler. Yes.
Yeah,
Chandler, let's talk. So, well, welcome into the show as well. I apologize.
So Chandler, and Chandler is one of the big brains behind this. You know, I'm just one of the, you know, the faces of it, I guess. I don't know. He's the brain. But so basically what happened was I was picking Chandler up. He was in Marina Del Rey. This was back in November of 2018, right? And we were both hungry, so we decided to stop off at the hotel he was staying at had a restaurant. So we stopped off over there and grabbed I ordered a breakfast burrito, and Chandler was like, I'll have what he's having. I'll have the same. And and then we started talking about how to kind of monetize not just my following on Instagram, but how to monetize me being at Sir without, you know, just like with people coming up to me and asking for pictures all the time. He came up with this idea of like, why don't we have an app with that you can tell everybody to download, you know, when they take a picture with me and have a cool frame to go along with the picture that they just took with me. And at the time, we were involved with a company called Casino Scouts, which is now rebranded as SmartReach Technologies. And so we were already involved in that space, the casino, you know, the gaming space. And what ended up happening was it evolved from a picture frame into, why don't we just make a game starring Peter and call it Peterific Fox, which actually launched, by the way, back in August of 2019.
Yes.
The very same day we were shooting the finale for. So I'm there on set on the finale for Vanderpump Rules. And all of a sudden I get this message, hey, the game is launched at that party, at that very party. So basically what happened after that was we came up with a decision to redo the entire company, but we were already taking in all of these other celebrities. I was going on the back end while I was working on the front end, which was my game. At the same time, we were bringing in these celebrities because we were going to, or these influencers, whatever word you want to use, to make games starring them. So basically what we did was we took Peterific Slots and we put it into the new Celebrity Slots app along with everybody else. But I was, as I am affectionately called, and I call myself, the guinea pig.
Yeah, that's funny.
By the way, let me tell you, Peter, I got to tell you, Peter had off the chart numbers, you know, coming out of the beta. So even though he was the guinea pig, you couldn't pick a better big guinea pig. His numbers were crazy high. And when I say that, I mean the industry average, you know, let's just say the industry average for the cost to acquire a customer is like $4.50. Because of Peter's, you know, presence, that number was less than 75 cents. So
wow.
it was a dramatic difference in the industry. So Peter kicked us off on the, you know, into high gear with his guinea pig game.
Yes.
There you go, baby. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I honestly, I consider you both to be, I mean, obviously, you know, Peter, we know you from Vanderpump and Sir and all of these other things. But Chandler, the two of you together, it seems, have this entrepreneurial game down. Like, you saw this opportunity and, you know, you have Peter who is out in public, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know how many times a day people, you know, in a normal scenario when we're not in a pandemic, so to speak, and you people come up to you and they want to take your photo, and hopefully they ask nicely, you know. Okay, well, that's good.
You see my Instagram populated when there was no pandemic, and I'm like, sir, you see my Instagram populated with me just reposting pictures that people tag me all the time.
The thing is, most of the Vanderpump cast, let me put this a different way. Peter is the staple at the restaurant. He is religiously there,
sure,
tirelessly working, and really taking care of people that come in from out of town because, you know, they want that exciting experience. So, you know, when we did Celebrity Slots, it was a way to say, you know, Peter, his airtime may not have been as much on the show as it should have been, in my opinion. But I thought, well, you know, what's beautiful about this whole thing is it's starting to give him a new, beyond Vanderpump and Sir, he's got this, you know, a ton of different projects that he's going to talk to you about, I think, here in a second, beyond even Celebrity Slots. But that's really helped. I think that's really helped out because people are playing his game like mad, and they just love him.
See, the thing is, Chandler, back to your point, what Chandler helped me in is he really took me under his wing. I will say that, because I was kind of floundering there, not knowing what I wanted to do, you know, while I'm at Sir, while I'm doing Vanderpump Rules, I always wanted to do something else. And Chandler really brought this spirit of entrepreneurialism to me. And I thank him for that. You know, he really helped me become like a more business minded.
Like my family. So I think people in my family call him my brother.
I'm brothers. Chandler's one of my brothers.
We've been close for a long time. So anyway, he's the nicest guy you'll ever meet. I can't wait for you to meet him in person.
Yeah, you know, I honestly, like, in the length I've been doing this, you know, for 2 years, and really during the pandemic where things have just exploded on our end. You know, it was interesting. When I reached out to Lauren originally, she said, well, this person is not available right now. They're not doing press. They're a bit burnt, but, you know, let's talk about other people. And of course, I asked about you and I was like, well, is he available? And she's like, absolutely. And he has this new project that we're launching and we'll get Chandler on as well. And of course, Chandler, I know you as well, more on the entrepreneurial forefront, so to speak, as some of the projects that you've done. But let's shift gears a little bit, Peter, and just talk about some of the other projects, some of the other adventures that you have lined up in this entrepreneurial world, and And as Chandler mentioned, what's coming up and what are you working on now that you can concurrently speak about?
Well, what I'm working on right now is I have a new podcast that I launched. I'm working on Peter Madrigal's Social Happy Hour. So that kind of started when this pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. I just started going live with random people, and then it just took a different turn, and it became like, oh, have a drink with Peter Madrigal for his Social Happy Hour. It's live every day at 3:30. And now, you know, because people are going back to work and all that, you know, good stuff, we've decided, my producer Johnny and I have decided to take it to just 2 days a week. So Tuesday and Thursday, you know, that way we don't try to oversaturate the market. And then I'm also doing another podcast with a couple of my friends, Rob and Rob, and it's called Madrigal at the Movies with Rob and Rob. So that one is about, you know, our favorite movies, or, you know, how we could have improved like certain bad movies. Because there's all sorts of movie podcasts out there, but or even review shows on YouTube, but there's not really a review or a podcast where they really talk about like, okay, how would I have improved this, or what would I have done differently, you know? And that type of stuff does come up in our movie reviews.
I think that's an interesting take. And Chandler, are you involved in that as well?
I'm not involved in that. I'm involved in a project though with him that I'm so super excited about. And helping to finance, which is called Home Run Broker, which you'll get to see just an amazing, I'm telling you, this Peter's brother, his name is Jude. Jude is an amazing actor. I'm telling you, he's the next Johnny Depp. And not to take anything away from Peter, because Peter, makes him equally awesome, because he supports his brother in so many ways. But it's really going to be a cool show. I'll let Peter talk to you about that a little bit.
I was pitching that one for Chandler, but I'm glad that he introduced it. Going off of what Chandler said, basically what Home Run Broker is about, it's a throwback film. So, you know, it's back in, you know, like the way we want to film it. You know, of course, it takes place in the modern setting, but we want to film it in that gritty 70s, 80s style of filming, you know, and make it more of a, you know, slightly guerrilla film. But it's about this guy who thinks he knows finance and business. And he grew up under his dad, who's like a banker, but doesn't really know what he's doing, and gets into a lot of trouble. It's also kind of like a little bit of a criticism to Instagram culture, in a sense, like, oh, you know, I'm gonna take a picture with this Lamborghini, even though I don't own it. You know?
Oh goodness.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's gonna be a very, very intense. It's we want to do a dramedy, so you know, there's a lot of drama in it, a lot of comedy in it. I mean, some of our inspiration is like Jerry Maguire.
His brother is so intense, though. I mean, I'm telling you, he could make any script exciting. I'm telling you, it's just like, you know, it's like your favorite sauce at a restaurant. If you put it on something, it doesn't matter what you put it on, it tastes great. That's what Jude is like.
Now, I want to ask about this, and this is directed at both of you, so whoever wants to go first can go first. Now, with the pandemic and all of that that's happening right now, first of all, have you had any challenges that you've had to face or try and work through in regards to getting ready to film and getting people to support this thing financially, whether it be slots or whether it be the film? Have you had those challenges? And if so, what are some of the steps that you have taken to sort of work around that and keep the juices flowing in regards to your businesses?
On the slots piece, and really the top of the company is called Blinka, because we're really more than just a slot company. We're creating a bunch of different games. We'll have, you know, horoscope games, poker games. There'll be a ton of different games. But anyway, to answer your question, we've been really fortunate. I'll say blessed, because, you know, the pandemic has affected different types of companies and industries, you know, differently. For us, we were, I guess, on the receiving end positively by this, because everybody needs content, which is probably why your podcast is booming and people love to listen to it. But it's also for us the same thing. A lot of people want to play games and they want to, you know, be engaged with their celebrity. And we're really lucky, because when this came up and we were having our famous breakfast burrito, because for Peter and I, that's what we remember the most together, is that's how it all really started. You know, we're blessed, because all the folks want this content. So they've been, and then you think about it, you can't really engage with your celebrities today in the same way you can with our games. Our games are not just, you know, winning experiences, because, you know, you can win a chance to meet Peter when this is COVID stuff's all over. You know, you also get to engage through live video feeds, you know, during tournaments and things like that. So anyway, a long answer to a short question is that we benefited, I think, from this, which was just very lucky.
I agree. I totally agree with that. You know, as far as on the movie side, on the entertainment side, you know, and this can go back to celebrity slots. It's very tricky right now, like to let's say get people's voiceovers in the game. You know, have recording sessions. You know, because everyone's kind of like, rightfully so, everybody, you know, have to maintain the distancing and, you know, whatnot. As far as like making movies and shooting our show, for instance, there's going to be some new regulations, I think, that are going to be in place very soon. So that's what we're looking out for, is like once we get those regulations and the new rules from, like, let's say SAG, then we'll be able to start, you know, filming, you know, movies and all that stuff. They have to make the rules. And, you know, you never know. I might come up with some procedures myself, you know, with some of my friends, because we've started to figure out how to, like, okay, well, you know, we take everyone's temperature every morning and, like, you know, it's a rotation going on, you know?
Sure, sure.
But it is a little tricky at this moment.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I was talking to another actor a couple days ago and we had an interesting conversation about this, and both of you can comment, please, please, please. But we were looking at movies and these scenes where there's these massive crowds, or, you know, it's a New York street and people are hustling and bustling. Like, how is that going to work, right? You know, because if we're having to do this social distancing and keep 6 feet apart,
yeah,
just kind of existentially thinking, how is that going to work? And number two, you know, are people going to want to pile into movie theaters again and sit body to body? Like, how is that going to happen? So I think it's great that you are coming up with these ideas and all of this other stuff to sort of help, I don't want to say circumvent, but really kind of get you back into the game, get things going, if that makes any sense. So my question would be, like, once that starts happening, all of that goes into place, are you going to start filming another season of Vanderpump, or are you going to start production on your films? Like, kind of what is your game plan with what you can actually discuss? Not storylines per se, but just kind of the overall idea of getting back into the game.
Yeah, we're just, like I say before, we're just waiting for new regulations and to, you know, allow us to start filming. Once the regulations come out, then we'll be able to really, like, you know, start discussing whether we're going to start filming or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best answer I can give you, because right now we can't do anything. So we're just waiting. It's a long waiting game, but I'm sure that everything's going to come back. I mean, like,
yeah, of course.
It always does, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure everything. I mean, like, everyone's, like, cooped up. I think everybody wants to go to the theater right now.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what will happen is when they start filming again, though, Peter, I think, will be more pronounced.
Oh, because, totally.
You know, he's just kind of in a zone right now, you know, with this game, with this movie, with his podcast. He's really, I mean, it's really impressive. And I'm not just plugging him to say that because I'm, you know, like a brother or a friend to him like that. But truly, he's fun to watch. And if you go back to, like, the beginning days of Vanderpump, I mean, people were glued to him. So I think I'm excited for him, because I think this is going to be a great season for him. And I think he's got so many other things going on, and you're going to see him in so many different ways that it's just out of all the people there, it's funny. You know, you always wonder what's the next thing for a lot of these stars. And there are a lot of great people on that show, but it's nice to see Peter emerge, you know, the way he's going to here.
Yeah, I think so. And again, that's why I was so excited and honored to have you both on the show, because I do feel that way. You know, like, there's all these other people that we could talk about, which we won't, obviously, but the fact, because some of them are coming on the show. So, you know, the thing about it is that I feel like when I watch these types of reality shows, you know, you find yourself there's so many people happening, like Raquel, Levesque, or whoever, you know, you pick, right? But you find yourself rooting for one particular person or going, okay, you know, I like, and your character is, or your character, you, I shouldn't say your character. although I don't know, sometimes when you watch these things, it turns out to be that way. But I feel like when we're having this conversation, that what you see is what you get, right? There's no persona, or it's not a, I don't know what the term would be, like a version of yourself. Like what you see is what you get. And I've had other reality stars on, like from Little Women LA and different types of shows. And the vibe that I get is, of course, you know, it's a reality show and there's pieces that we see, and there's a storyline, but I think you're great. And I think it's awesome that you're doing a podcast. I want to talk about the show, the podcast that you've got coming up or that you're working on. What sort of inspired you to do a podcast? You know, was it the pandemic? Was it, you know, the fact that you guys love movies and you want to do it that way? Because I think podcasting is a really great medium for folks like myself to connect with celebrities like you guys and to really get a side of you that we don't normally get, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, what inspired us, my buddy Rob and I, we were thinking about doing a podcast for a while there, and it just never manifested until this actually hit. And then we're like, okay. And then I met one of my friends, Rob Schulte, who's out of, he works for SM Radio or one of those channel stations, whatever the companies. And so he knows the ins and outs, right? So he just got us on Spotify and the Apple podcast app. So we're already on there because of his knowledge. So we already had, you know, we have an inside knowledge of that through Rob. So we were like, okay, let's do this podcast and talk about our favorite movies.
Yeah,
that's basically what inspired us, you know. And then we got that extra push from Rob Schulte.
Well, not to mention, you know, I don't know if you know this about Peter or not, but Peter and his brother, actually his family, they are like they're like movie experts. Like every movie, I think they've watched about every one of them. And I'm a big movie buff as well. So, but they. It's so fun to listen to him. I mean, I can't wait to listen to him. I can't believe I haven't heard it yet.
We got
to
get you on.
The preview is on right now. You can go download you can go subscribe to our podcast on Spotify if you have an Android or, you know, the Apple Podcast Store, and you just magical at the movies. And the preview is on there right now. The first episode launches. Let me look at the date, but the first episode is supposed to launch in a couple of weeks.
Perfect.
See, I always thought with the, you know, this is kind of funny, is that who would have guessed that when Peter did these games, that the one thing that emerged that was a little bit of a surprise was people love his voice.
Yeah, and he has a voice for radio.
Thank you.
He's got a great voice. And but I kept telling him, hey, maybe you need to get on like a Disney Pixar thing and be like one of the animals. I don't know which. I feel like a nice animal. Do you remember back when they had... the folks that would critique movies, but they kind of made fun of them while they were watching the movie.
Mystery Science Theater.
I think Peter, you need to do. I think you need to do like one version of that just for one of your shows.
Yeah. Now, see, people tell you have a great voice for radio. People tell me I have a great face for radio. So, you know, you take it as it comes. Well, if you ever need a guest to talk about movies, I'm there. And I'm sure you've probably got, you know, hundreds of other people in line, but I love to talk movies, and that's part of the reason why I started the podcast, was to talk to folks like yourself and other celebrities, actors and the like, and it's just been a lot of fun. You guys are fantastic. I don't know. You guys should do your own podcast together. You have great chemistry. And
yeah, we should.
Yeah, there you go. A germ of an idea. I mean, we've got nothing but time on our hands outside of working out and celebrity slots. You know, one more thing to add to your plate, right? That's always great when other people have fantastic ideas and, you know, they say you should do this. And it's like, oh, I should do this or we should do this. So plenty to do. Well, if people want to play the game, first of all, where can they download it? How can they do that? And number two, if they want to connect with you Peter, or you, Chandler, what are your social links, and how can people connect with you and keep up with what you're doing?
Well, to download the game, you just go to Google Play or the Apple App Store, and you just type in Celebrity Slots and Sweepstakes, and it'll show up. Actually, I just type in Celebrity Slots, and boom, it's right there. And as far as, like, you know, my social media, it's Peter_Madrigal for Instagram. So go follow me over there on Instagram, Peter_Madrigal. And I'm also on Twitter, LLPJ Madrigal. Don't ask. Some girl told me to put it in there like that, so I okay. did. That was over like 10 years ago now. And it's been my handle ever since Twitter started. So it's like, what, 2009? So over 10 years now.
Yeah, mine is at Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R, the letter J, and then Rapson, R-A-P as in Paul, S-O-N as in Nancy, for Instagram. By the way, Brett, I think you do a wonderful job, and I'm looking forward to listening to more of your shows. So thanks for having us on. I appreciate
Yeah,
that.
Absolutely. Well, we have been chatting with the Peter Madrigal and, of course, Chandler Rapson. Both of you, thank you for being a part of my podcast. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Of course.
That brings today's episode to an end. Thanks for choosing to stop by and listen. If you enjoyed the show, consider sharing it with a friend and hitting the subscribe button. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
Until next time, cheers. Today's episode of the Open Mic Podcast is brought to you by Cheap Seat Entertainment.
Was A Quiet Place inspired by signs it comes at night in War for the Planet of the Apes? Was Ready Player One influenced by Avatar, Wreck-It Ralph, and The Last Starfighter? Is The Hurricane Heist more influenced by Sharknado or Geostorm? These are the kinds of questions my guest co-hosts and I discuss on my podcast, Piecing It Together. Every week, we look at a new movie and try to figure out what other movies inspired it. Whether it's the story, the character development, tone, or even use of music. Every movie was influenced by something that came before, and we want to figure out what. Check out Piecing It Together on your favorite podcast app or check us out on piecingpod.com. You can also follow us on social media at @piecingpod. Piecing It Together is a part of the All Points West Podcast Network.
My name is Eric Hunley, and I host Unstructured. On Unstructured, I have intimate conversation with a diverse range of people. I've interviewed a presidential candidate and a felon, not the same person. I've even chatted with a musher. Yep, a sledder behind a pack of dogs. And in these conversations, we learn what drives these folks. Please, come check out Unstructured. You can find Unstructured wherever you listen to podcasts.